Welcome to a special edition of Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish territory at the University of British Columbia. Today is our third Access Day, which features 6 hours of programming, accessibility, self-advocacy, social accessibility, adaptive programming, and more. My name's Kelly Rayburn. I host the show, Community Living Show, heard every Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on Co-op Radio and from 2 to 2:30 on, well, I did say Co-op Radio, on CITR, sorry. 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR and at 2 to 2:30 on Co-op Radio. Visit CITR website for a full schedule or find out the event on CITR Facebook page. If you can't tune in all day, and the full podcast will be on Access Day, will be available online next week. We are so pleased to have musicians from Vancouver Adaptive Society to join us live on the air today. You can find all of our podcasts for the full performances on our website next week. Access Day is an organized CITR Accessibility Committee, which always looking for new members. If you're interested, please email us at volunteer@citr.ca for more information. And all of our music's on our website, Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, all in one word, Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, .bandcamp.com/release. So here's the program for today. 12 new. We're going to give you Digger Dan, songwriter and guitarist, and explain List of the Colors, a priority supported by Vancouver Adapted Music Society. That's VAMS.org. Live performances will be viewed with the band. And so much more. At 1 o'clock, Breaking Barrier, highlighting different abilities for the employment world. Radio documentary by D.P. Lee. Hopefully I got that last name right. And Estefania Solis, I should say. 2 o'clock, live performance by Mark Ashband. That's what she says from Vancouver Adapted Music Society, which is also part of VAMS. The live performance will be followed by an interview with the band. Excuse me. At 3 o'clock, Disability Justice, recording a panel of discuss creating through collaboration by CITR Accessibility Collective from All Access Pass and the F Word Conference of 2017 in UBC. This panel features speakers Lynn Santé Mary and representative from Barrier Free, Job and Freed, challenging notions of disability and policy for the greater public. And at 4 o'clock, I will come in to do the show. We will have Richmond Disability Associations that is coming up from 4 to 5. So we're going to talk about some accessibility issues as well. And then from 5 to 5:30, an interview with Adam Grant Warren about his upcoming play, Last Train, at the 2017 Aurora Festival. And then from 5:36, an interview by Grant Hardy, a broadcast presenter for AMI TV Vancouver. For more information about AMI, check out their website, the Accessibility Media Incorporated. And that'll be it after 6 o'clock. So hope you guys enjoy. And I'm going to pass it over to the lobby here, where we're going to play, Digger Dan. He's going to play some music. So I'm going to pass it over and take it away, Dan. Shine in your soul.
crowd. This is for my wife.
Microphone on? Do we have the microphone? Oh, we're going to keep on going?
This is for Dave and Dave and Graham and Joel.
Pulling our load.
just funk. Bass and trumpets, melody humps. Time to dine or up my stump, yeah. Basement, hang low. Hacking the matrix, source code. Got the joke. Lock the bolt. Signal jamming our sonic revolt, yeah. Dusty musk bombs they blow. Jamming the chamber, let's reload. In the nose, sharpened hoe.
Thank you.
knock you on your ass. You don't get a little wiser now. May never last. May never last. Been waiting patiently. Let this all hang out. Once I start, I'm never gonna stop. Dig a dance on your route. Song mixed with disability. Thank you. frustrations, I know your fears. If you let me lend a hand, I'll stop Spears. Even Britney, it's not a world for us, but you make it that way. If you can fly high, this is it.
garage.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hooray, let the show begin. I've been ready. Hello. Hooray, let the lights go dim. I've been ready. All of the audience is coming here to stay. Each of them an actor, a writer, each of them a play. Been waiting so long to sing my song. Oh, I've been waiting so long for this day to come. I've been thinking so long, I was the only one. So roll out, roll out with your hoops and circus boots. Oh Lord, I've been ready.
Roll out with your American dream and its recruits. I've been ready.
Ready as the rain that falls, or it'll fall again.
Oh, I'm ready as the one that's born, only to be born again.
To sing my song, and I've been waiting so long for this day to come. Yeah, I've been thinking so long, I was the only one.
effects is misconceived, pretense to leave in a sense of shock. This moment has got a can like a level former someone on the map. I write a song this before I sat, I'm gonna live a life of regret. After I'm smoking a cigarette, let's do a duet. Me and Ralph, like Linda, Ralph, and Aaron Neville. Take this shit to a higher level, to hold you on the doctors. And doctors hold no light. I'm a writer, so I write like a Charles Gender. My words will really chip in religion, race, and sexual gender. But I'm just sending my friend a mademoiselle. It's hard to tell if this is going to jail. James George got booked for rock with George, but he found his voice to say, well, you can't call for Roberta.
You are tuned in to Access Day on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor, and I'm one of the hosts of today and members of CITR's Accessibility Committee.
And I'm also Kelly Rayburn from the Community Living Show, heard every Thursdays from 9 to 10 on CITR. And we're happy to, and also we have DB.
Hi, I'm also part of the Accessibility Committee group here at CITR. Hmm. And welcome, everyone.
This is both of your third time doing Access Day, right?
Yes,
it is. Each day or each year, it gets bigger and bigger and better.
Absolutely. Hopefully the fourth will be more bigger.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're here with Digger Dan, and he's the musician and vocalist and guitarist songwriter from the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society. You can check them out, vamps.org. And you also have your own website as well, diggerdanmusic.com.
I'm a big boy.
And you're also on Facebook, Digger Dan Music, and on SoundCloud, Digger Dan Music. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Access Day.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to ask you some questions. And when did you start playing your music?
I started playing guitar at age 20, before I was 7 years before I was injured. And I was injured at 27. And then I began to play a lot more after I was injured. And I've been singing since 35. I'm 45 now, so 10 years. And songwriting at about the same time as well.
So, can you tell us how Vamps came along? I mean, how did you both meet?
Vamps, you can meet them right in rehab at GF Strong. They have a studio on the ground floor. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bit closer to the admin offices, so it's kind of tucked away a little bit, and people don't always know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fundraising, they're expanding, there's space four times the size in the basement. They're going to the basement, which is more facilitates the music playing, you know, so you're not disturbing the admin as much. And so I got into touch with Vamps in rehab. They knew I was a guitar player. I can't remember what therapist had encouraged me to start playing guitar right on the spinal floor. Mm-hmm. They service injuries that are served in GF Strong, which is, it's a line for a program, ultimately we wish we could serve all disabilities and everything. But their line is, if you can be served as an outpatient at GF, you can go in. So, yeah, that's how I got connected.
Very interesting.
What types of songs do you play? What type of different variety of songs do you play here and then?
I play a mixture of about, 60 covers. Mm-hmm. And I largely busk with those and play solo. So it's a solo acoustic guitar. And they can be, ballads, R&B, a little bit of blues, rock. And then my originals, I try to play them as much as possible. I've got about 25 right now, and it's blues based and a little kind of funky Latin-y sort of feel sometimes. And yeah, so there you go.
Do you write your own songs? And if so, how do you write them?
Yeah, I do. I've been writing since university and social work education at UBC. I congratulate for cracking my brain open in songwriting. Yeah, we did a creative project, I had to take three songs on a topic, and it was family violence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I took theory and turned it into lyrics, and that was really hard because theory is very dry, but it's actually very rich. You know, it's full of all these great ideas. It's just how do I make them metaphorical, right? So that's how I learned made the art of the metaphor through that. Yeah.
Growing up, what bands did you inspire? What other musicians?
Oh, I wish I could inspire bands. That'd be nice. I'm inspired by John Fogerty from CCR. That's okay. The childhood inspiration. Mm-hmm. And now it's a lot of things, but not just music. I get inspiration from music from writing and reading. You know, as much as I get from music itself now, because
right.
I'm songwriting. But I like Bob Marley. I like a lot of blues artists. I get inspired from a lot of local artists too, as well.
So, as a musician, what are your goals for the future?
Just to crack open the accessibility nut that is the stage.
Yeah.
That's what we're kind of doing now, because VAMS is the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society is reaching out a lot more now. Bobby Style, one of one of the members, kind of pushed the community to get out and start playing it live in stages. Now we're discovering the world of stages is obviously not accessible. So we're looking at how to best deal with that. So I've got the Access Now app. I'm going to start populating that. That's from a lady with a disability in Toronto. Mm-hmm. She's got an app for accessibility. We're going to start using that as an identifier for accessible stages. And I'm going to get a ramp from BC Rehab, hopefully, either through VAMS or personally for the band. And just keep going. Yeah.
I noticed there was one more question. I wanted to ask one probably, I know this is question number 9, but I was going to add in one more question, if that's okay with you, after DB. As a musician, what are your goals for the future? What are your future goals?
Future goals are to do my first album. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to do an EP. Our sound engineer at the Vancouver Adaptive Music Society is a Berkeley-trained sound engineer, so he's a real capable guy. He's the bass player in my band, so he's helping out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do the album, and then just play locally. I mean, I don't really have a vision of going out and touring, because I live and kind of I'm rooted here. I'm married and the rest of that. I mean, if somebody told me to go tour, I would think about it if it was like economically feasible, but... my dreams are just really to play locally and play as much as possible.
Hmm. Phoebe?
And how do you come up deciding what instruments to play or to sing?
How do I come up to decide what instruments to play?
Yeah.
Oh, like how did I pick the guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was air guitaring at parties when I was a teenager. And somebody said, why don't you play a real one? And then I picked one up and I played. I was very shy. And somebody said something at a party, and I locked myself in a room and I cried. Eh? I was like, because I'm so self-conscious, terribly self-conscious. And you'd never guess it now, but so that was like the motivation. Was being a goof at a party.
So today is Access Day. Right now, today is the Accessibility Day. I one more question. What does accessibility mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot of things. The wider meaning of accessibility is a really important thing. I was walking down by the Vancouver Public Library a couple years after I was injured, and somebody gave me a newspaper called the Street News. And they divided the human, I don't want to say the person, into a whole bunch of traits. They went psychological, social, cognitive, physical, and then sub-traits. And they said any one of these you have a barrier in is a disability. So, really enlightened me and woke me up. Like, I think physical access is the most basic important thing, mm-hmm. absolutely, because if we cannot access things, we cannot do things. But there's lots of other things that we can look at inside ourselves in our person. Ignorance is a huge disability.
Yeah.
War is a massive generator of disability. It's a needless thing. So, that's the way I look at it. A little bit wider, but there's still fundamentals we got to work on, you know.
Very interesting.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us here. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I got a show on June 4th at the Fairview. It's Digger Dan and the Dirt Brigade, mm-hmm. diggerdanmusic.com. The site's down, but I'll have it up soon. And I maintain it. I'm just a little unmaintained. And, I'd encourage people to come on out. It's just $5 at the door, Sunday, June 4th, 4:30 to 7:30. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to tell everybody to go and check out VAMS. If you're a musician, or an aspiring musician, you want to get guitar lessons, you want to get vocal lessons, piano lessons, for free, if your condition is served at GF, you can go there. So I really encourage people to go into that, because that's a beautiful thing that's growing fast. So. Mm.
Any shout-outs you want to pass on?
Yeah, GW, Dave, Christina, Simon, Mom, Dad, Brother.
Yeah,
and just thank you for having me.
No worries.
Well, thank you.
And, of course, you can always check them out at diggerdanmusic.com for Facebook. Digger Dan Music, that's on Facebook, and then on SoundCloud at Digger Dan Music. Thank you very much, Dan.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to go back into a little bit of music before we hear a documentary created by DP and Estefania.
Yeah, and that's the Breaking Barrier, highlighting the different abilities in Employment World Radio by DP.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got me singing and a dancing and a laughing and a clapping and a skipping and a jumping, and I think I'm never gonna get enough of you. You're always standing by my side and never let a day go by that you don't make me feel a high and keep on loving me no matter what I seem to do. Singing and a dancing and a laughing and a clapping and a skipping and a jumping, and I know I'm never gonna get enough of you. And now you're standing by my side, never let a day go by that you don't make me feel a high and keep on loving me no matter what I seem to do. Cause I've been waiting.
A long time for you, and I can see.